Fear. Fear keeps a lot of motherfuckers from being successful. It keeps you making excuses for yourself. Fear lives one place and one place only, and that's in your mind. Martin Luther King had a dream. Don't let fear yours up.
Fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action today, now.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up. Don't you feel better when you accomplish something and you work through something and you man up?
Stop trying to control everything and just let go. Let go!
Stop living your life like you can do it again. Quit, man. I'm telling you guys.
How are you gonna knock somebody in the world for actually trying to do something? Trying. Since when has it become not cool to try?
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this It's later in life knowing you could have been more, and all that's left is you and the mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your life, guys.
Some of the most successful people in the world are the ones who've had the most failures. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and missed thousands of shots during his career.
When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad, but that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died. And pretty much, I almost died with it.
Can you negotiate with your buddy to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good, you keep going. Do not quit on me, you keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts, you keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here.
When I was in college, drinking, partying, doing all the things and being like, you know what, I'm going to stop this. When my friends go out, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up early, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to eat six times a day. I'm going to spend my money on tuna and chicken breast rather than six packs of beer and all these things. And I'm just going to drop out of school and I'm going to travel and I'm going to try and get sponsors and I'm going to try and win shows and I'm going to do all this and I'm going to take every risk I can. And when you're young, luckily you're at the greatest opportunity in your life to take risk and to fail. And then you're like, well, I'm 24 now, I can just go restart.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't you stepping out, everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Every single person does. That's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win.
Mm-hmm.
So continuing to push through and almost seeing that level of discomfort as a signal, it's like a way marker that's been planted in the ground. Yes, yeah. More this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was all just super easy, well, how are you going to get anything different to what everybody else has got if you do the same thing that everybody else does?
Yeah.
And one of the best selectors for people not doing a thing is discomfort. So the route that has a lot of discomfort down it, usually on the other side of that, ends up with something which is valuable.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great. Most people never take the chance, either because they're too scared or they don't recognize it when it spits on their shoes. This is your big chance, and you shouldn't let it go by.
What would have to happen by the end of 2026 for me to look back on 2026 and consider it a success?
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that.
You don't have to tell anybody you're going to the gym. Just go. You don't have to tell anybody you're starting that business. Just start.
Once you learn how to work, the work itself is self-reinforcing and you enjoy it. It's everything else that you didn't know you're going to have to sacrifice so that you could get back to working.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. Everybody that called me nigger, my dad, my mom, all my situations were on me now. And solely on me.
When a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure.
Never wait on the right time, because the right time ain't ever coming. All that, I'm going to get my ducks lined up in a row? No, you won't. Because as you have aspirations, you got to understand that the devil understands your aspirations too. The devil's job is to rob you of your destiny. So that will always be an obstacle. So if you're waiting on the right time, you'll never make the move. You have to go. See, devil, he only has one job, to rob you of what God intended for you to be. That's his only job. So he has a lot of people that work for him full time. They're called haters. And they at work all the time. And you all experience with them too. And so what you got to do is, when you have these ideas of greatness, you got to go forward. Because it's not going to be a right time. Just go. Just go. Go jump. Take a chance.
That's the difference between a hero and a coward. There ain't no difference. Inside, they're both exactly alike. Both scared of dying or getting hurt. But it's what the hero does that makes him a hero. It's what the other guy doesn't do that makes him a coward.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Most of us, we live in a box, and we don't want to go outside that box. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. But what we do is we shackle our mind. We are a prisoner in our own mind that this is all I can do. This is all I'm good at. And we take away the possibilities of you could be this, you could be that,
yeah.
You could be all these things. And I never thought at 300 pounds I could be Navy SEAL. That's how I live my life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves.
When you have fear, that's a good sign. Nothing grows in the comfort zone. Remember that, folks. Nothing. The more comfortable you are, the more you're probably not growing.
There's consequences that you pay to constantly seeking comfort and avoiding discomfort and avoiding hard work. And those consequences are you're never going to feel self-realized. You're never going to feel like you accomplished anything. You're never going to have this feeling of understanding that difficulty and struggle and the ability to push through that is a muscle. And you develop that muscle
Correct.
By doing it. And once you do, you develop a lot of self-satisfaction and you develop peace of mind and you understand that you can overcome obstacles. If you don't have to overcome obstacles, you never know whether or not you can.
Imagine that if you were to go a mile or less, you would walk it. Paradoxically, you would go 2 miles quicker than you would go 1 mile. And if you were to go more than a mile, you would drive it. So for instance, the friend that should leave his job, but it's just about passable, his boss isn't that much of a dick, the person that stays in an apartment that's got some mold on the ceiling, but it's not too much mold and whatever. All of these people would be better off if their situations were worse, because it would galvanize them into actually doing something. If things are good, great, no problem. If things are bad, great, activation energy to go and make them good. If things are just about passable, you end up being comfortably numb.
There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pattern back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you.
Every man has two lives, and the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
I was the lowest form on earth. No talent, no ability to learn, and I literally know what it is to be rock bottom and to build that up.
People are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything, that your time isn't worth anything also.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today, because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something, and that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self.
How am I able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want? Man,
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did.
Like, well, personal responsibility is to compete with yourself, is to be slightly better than yourself the next day. Yes. And it better in some way that you can actually manage. And that's humility. It's right. Like, well, I'm a flawed person. And I've got all my problems. Could I be as good as person X? It's like, not the right question. The right question is, could you be slightly better tomorrow than your currently flawed self? And the answer to that is, if you have enough humility to set the bar properly low, then you could be better tomorrow than you are today.
It's easy to fight when everything's right, when you're mad with the thrill and the glory. It's easy to cheer when victory is near and wallow in fields that are gory. It's a different song when everything's wrong, when you're feeling infernally mortal, when it's 10 against 1 and hope there is none. Buck up, little soldier, and chortle. Carry on, carry on. There isn't much punch in your blow. You're glaring and staring and hitting out blind. You're muddy and bloody, but never you mind. Carry on, carry on. You haven't the ghost of a show. It's looking like death, but while you've a breath, carry on, my son. Carry on.
So many lives would transform overnight if they realized, my life sucks, I have nothing going for me, really means I have nothing to lose, and that makes you a very dangerous person.
Well, why? It's dangerous out there. It's like, yeah, no kidding. It's more dangerous here if you stay with me. By a lot. So you might lose your body out there in the world, but if you stay here, you lose your soul.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. And you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
I mean, just sitting around dreaming, someday, you know, I mean, someday I'm going to get a different job. Someday I'm going to change this. Well, someday ain't a day of the week.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present.
The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become?
It's incremental changes over the long haul, and the way you have to look at it is if these two boats are going in a parallel direction and one of them just shifts 5 degrees, mm-hmm. over the course of time, this boat is going to be in a far different place than the other boat that's going the same way it was always going.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not. I mean, we're sitting here right now at the end of February, and the next 10 months are going to go by whether somebody is working to make change or whether they're not. And they may think, you know, oh my God, I'm so far overweight, I'll never get it under control, or I'm so behind in my bills, or I'm so depressed, or everything is so out of control. Well, you know what? You make those incremental changes, and then, you know, pretty soon in December, you go, hey, I'm way better off than I was at the end of February. So, shit, you made little changes and they all added up.
Get the coffee, make the pancakes, kiss the girl, kiss the kids. You wake up, right to work.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop. And this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it. But you can.
Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong. Who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you.
Some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke, I'm stuck, I'm f***ed up, I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
What else are you gonna do, man? Sit around and do nothing, be nothing, contribute to nothing, become nothing, build nothing? Because that's the other alternative. I'm just not willing to accept that as my reality.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts.
If you quit, it's really easy to predict your future. But if you don't quit, if you go for it with no proof, you can't quantify it. People are going to call you crazy. Your friends are going to look at you sideways. But you'll have the opportunity to play in the game and stop sitting on the sidelines. And you might fail for a while. And you might have to pay your success tax. And you might have to go through 7 failures, 9 failures, 12 failures. You might be sleepless at night wondering why the heck you're doing it. But on the other side of that, you get to see who you're meant to be, who God designed you to be, and tap into your full potential, and there's nothing better.
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out, or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a f***ing day where push comes to shove, where being mediocre, being like average and shit just f***ing burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your f***ing ass. And you create something that's always been there.
One time, I was running by a graveyard. And I was I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there are so upset with how you lived your life. And I'm running, a 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't die like this, bro.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going
to
be?
It's 2 a.m. right now. No one here. Mono to mono, me and you, and where we want to go tomorrow. 2 a.m. What I love about 2 a.m. is that we're not living by the clock, man. If you go to the clock, says it's 10 o'clock, time to go to sleep, or 9 to 5, time to go to work. That's bullshit. If you're in bed right now, and you're rolling around, you can't fall asleep, get the f*** up. It probably means you haven't done an honest day's work to earn that rest at night. 2 a.m., not a f***ing person's here.
Don't be mad. When you're laying there in your bed and you're in the hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old and you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit.
Starving rats are placed into a tube.
Yeah.
And they have a spring that is attached to their tail that can measure the force that they pull at, yeah. And that's a proxy for desire. Then they waft the smell of cheese in from the front of the tube, and the rat pulls, and they measure how hard they want to go. And you think, these rats are starving, they would be pulling pretty hard. Then they do another iteration of the study. This time, they waft the smell of cheese in from the front, but they waft the smell of a cat in from behind, and the rats pull harder.
Yeah.
And what's the lesson? That you not only need to run towards something that you want, but you need to run away from something that you fear.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
It's a man's game tonight now. You know that. It's a man's game tonight. Here we come. Here we come. It's a man's game now.
I believe so much in myself, and I have a bulletproof mind. And when I go out there, I know what I'm able to do. And I do it good.
It's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. It's a Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight.
People call it arrogant. I call it confidence. Ignorant people call it arrogant. Intelligent people call it confidence.
There are no solutions, only trade-offs. What's that mean to you?
That you're never going to completely solve anything in your life or in the world, and there's always going to be compromises that you have to make. And if you aren't willing to make those compromises, or you don't keep your mind open for those compromises, you're going to run into some real problems. But if you look at it and the fact that you know you might put a little more effort over here and it's going to take away from some effort over there, you can't just do everything at once. So yeah, no solutions, only trade-offs.
We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
I can't. You can't? Are you f***ing kidding me? You just said I can't? Like, I want to f***ing bitch slap that motherfucker.
whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't have time for people that are weak and they say, I can't. No, you can. You will.
You gotta look at things and say, like, at a certain point, like, eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcome. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become?
Yeah, that's big.
And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you wanna acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome, right? Just go for it, work.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities. And then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through, okay? If I don't see this through, I'm gonna be digging ditches. That's what I tell myself. When I don't wanna come here and I don't wanna do this and I get tired of, you know, doing what I do, which happens to everybody, you go through ups and downs. I pretend like I have zero options. I say, well, if I don't do this, bro, I'm gonna be digging ditches, so I better show the fuck up and get it done. And that might sound ridiculous to you because that's not the truth anymore, but I still tell myself that, and that's how I operate. So you have to pick something, and then you have to commit to it for as long as that's going to take to make sure that you see it through.
Most of the reason that we're afraid to fail is because we're afraid of dying in an abstract reality. We think, oh, we catastrophize. Okay, I'll lose my job, and then no one will like me, and then I won't be able to get a job again, and then I'll be homeless, and then I'll die. Like, it's just, right? Like, that's how we go, right? But when I thought through, I was like, what would actually happen? So if I went there and I failed, what would I do? I was like, well, I'd apply to business school, and I'd have this cool story, and they like entrepreneurs. They're people who tried to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be fine. This would be okay. And I have plenty of friends who would let me sleep on the couch if I had to. I could go back to mom and dad's house with my tail between my legs, which I felt was honestly the most horrifying thing that I could imagine, going back home as a failure.
Yes.
But the idea, the one that got me out of it was, I can always get the job back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this is actually a significantly lower risk move than I'm perceiving it to be. I can get the job back, or I can get another job that's comparable.
Right.
I have the experience, and me doing all this stuff only makes me more valuable. Because I'll have a cooler story than somebody who just did 4 years of this job rather than two, and then did two years of things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one argument. The secondary argument was, for me, I was young at the time. I was like, this is extremely hard to do. If you say, because I used to always tell people, like, yeah, and I'd like to own my own business someday. Like, it's almost like you like tag it on to like, what's your, you know, what do you do now? And you're like, oh, and I'd like to. And so I thought to myself, if it's this hard now, when I have no kids, I have no wife, I have no stakes, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to do later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I have to do it now.
Do you think Michael Jordan was just interested in winning championships? You think Kobe Bryant was just interested in basketball? You think Jeff Bezos was just interested in shipping packages? You think Elon Musk is just interested in whatever the hell he's interested in today? Those individuals are obsessed. They are obsessed. In order to be the best, in order to reach that next level, you can no longer be interested. Interested is a hobby. You can be interested in many things. Oh, I'm interested in reading. I'm interested in gardening. I'm interested in cars. You can fall in and out of your interest. But your obsession stays with you all the time. You have to become obsessed.
I'm alone, and look at me. There's nobody around me. Nobody likes me, man. It is what it is. Sometimes in life, people are not going to be around you to motivate you. They're not going to be around you to push you, to celebrate you, to applaud you. You got to do it on your own. That's what I'm doing right now.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else does. You just do it daily. You're not.
Yeah, we do.
You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra. That's it. You. That's what makes you.
This thing that we all have, everyone has, not just me. I mean, everybody that does anything has, and it's like this voice in your head that wants you to do nothing. This voice in your head, you have to decide that you are a professional. This is what a professional does. A professional goes to work, and they give in to the muse. Okay, the concept of the muse. You settle in and receive creativity almost like as a divine gift from this magical entity, the muse. Now, whether or not it's real is not important. What's important is if you treat it as if it's real, it does work.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back.
Hey, look at this dude right here. This the one who talk about all the things he gonna do, but don't do it. This him. This the one who always telling everybody that he's finna do this by the end of the year, but never completes it. This is the capper. You tired of that label? Do something, bud.
On your journey to self-mastery, you will lose 99% of your friends. Now, I know that sucks, especially if you're young. You think like, man, in high school we were tight. Now in college we're tight and we're hanging out. We're the boys. We're always doing the thing. But I'm telling you, the moment you truly decide to commit to self-mastery, to becoming your 2.0 self, to really elevating to the highest version of yourself, you will lose 99% of your friends. And the reason for that is you will scare them because they will not understand why you're so committed to self-development, self-actualization, making more money, becoming a better human, stopping the alcohol. You won't have things in common anymore.
Viktor Frankl has this famous quote where he says, when a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure. So Frankl is arguing that a lack of meaning causes people to seek temporary relief in superficial pursuits rather than addressing the underlying existential void. But there is another group who suffer with the opposite problem, and this is Frankl's inverse law. When a man can't find a deep sense of pleasure, they distract themselves with meaning.
Everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks, but you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it, and I figured out what the I did wrong, and then I went back. It's like I've up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through.
People who died yesterday had plans for today. You were given the opportunity to wake up this morning, and you're going to choose to be mediocre. You're going to choose to skip cardio. You're going to choose to cut the leg day short. You're going to choose to do the same things you said you were going to change. If you live a life like everybody else, never expect to be great.
Well, it's that time of year again. We start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. If you believe in Santa Claus and you celebrate Christmas, you're looking forward to Santa Claus coming down the chimney, giving you some presents. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm gonna lose some weight. I'm gonna do better in school. I'm gonna be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real merry fucking Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone, it's quiet. And it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And that promise you made by getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's gotta be built right. And we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now. But if you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
Your life is exactly what you've earned and nothing more. Every single day you wake up and you make choices. What to eat, what to watch, who to spend your time with, what to spend your time doing. Those choices add up. they compound. And they end up creating the life that you are living right now. So if you hate your life, if you don't like the way things are going, stop blaming external circumstances and start looking at your own decisions. The successful people that you follow on Instagram aren't just lucky. They're not magically gifted with something that you're not. They make different decisions than you do. While you're scrolling, they're working. While you're talking about other people, they're talking about ideas. When you're making excuses, they're making progress. What you see when you look around is the direct result of your past behavior. You want to see something different when you start looking around in the future? Then you have to start doing something different today. It's really that simple. Stop being surprised by the results that you have been creating. If you want to change the output, you got to change the input.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon gonna be there, and you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, got to figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
Are you not happy, or you're only half happy? Or
still to be happy about?
You're up too old.
Job's not finished. Job finished? No, I don't think so.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, every day. I mean, since, you know, 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses.
And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. So if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is, no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me.
All your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
I wasn't invited to parties or, you know, family gatherings on the weekend. So on Fridays and Saturdays, I would go in my rec room with my basketball and basically dribble myself to sleep. And I think that that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because during those lonely hours in the rec room, I discovered the hunger, the motivation, and a desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
So it's a process. It's a process. It's a real process.
Yeah.
That you can actually, in the 3 month time, you have absorbed the self-discipline. That's why I always tell people, it's not a one-night event. To get vitamin and learning to say no in everything is not easy.
No.
Setting your priorities right is not easy. Avoid complaining in anything is not easy. But if you combine the three things, you can hand self-discipline.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. There are two different things. all right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
You would never be on my level, period. Simple and plain. It's okay to be number two. It's okay to be right behind me. It's okay.
If at the end of your life, someone said, how was your life? And you said, it was good. I'll be really sad. Fight for excellence. Fight for amazing. Fight for a feeling of abundance that you fill your soul. You tap into your full potential. And guess what? If you go for that kind of life, you're going to have some tough spots. And this video is simply to tell you, it won't last.
You're just a... You're honestly, and that's not me trying to be some after school special shit. You really are. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy bullshit. Get to work, man.
Right.
That's it.
Developing your mental fortitude and your mental discipline is a big part of being able to handle stress, okay? It doesn't matter if you're stressed. It doesn't matter if you're hurt. It doesn't matter if you're upset. It doesn't matter if you're frustrated. If your discipline is on point and your mental toughness on point, you're going to be able to execute in spite of the situation being that way, and you're going to move forward whether you feel good or not. And once you can move forward whether you feel good or not, nobody can f*** with you, okay? Because everybody else quits when things get hard. Everybody else quits when they get sick or they have an excuse or they get in a funk or they get, you know, whatever. If you're able to operate even when things are hard, you can't be f***.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
The humbling reality that I'm not special, and if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world. Or whether that's knitting or yodeling, anything, you have to work, but you have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
What's the least amount of sleep you played a game on? Is there a story where it's like, you know, no one knows about where you went and played a game and it was so insane for whatever reasons?
No sleep.
You played a game with zero sleep.
Zero sleep. It's like, you know, kids, you know, Natalia had a certain, you know, health situation or what have you, and you're staying up all night, and then you got to go out and perform because fans don't know, you know, teammates don't know, nor do they care, nor should they. That you've been up all night, you gotta perform.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. You wake up one day, you feel this way. You wake up the next day, you feel another way. And it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel. You stick to what you put there on paper. You take your time, you make the plan, and unless you really are sick, You just do what you have committed to.
Fight for it. Go the hard route. If there's an easy path and an easy button, it's always, in most cases, it's wrapped with something else. It's wrapped with an agenda. It's wrapped with circumstances. It's wrapped with failure because you're looking for the easy way.
It all starts with who you are. You know, I always tell our players, who you are is more important than what you do. How high you jump, how fast you run. Because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis. Because those three things determine the choices you make. And the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it.
We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. You go through it until You have become so strong. Your body becomes so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore. You feel it, but it's not the same like you felt before. So therefore, how to translate this into our nowadays lifetime? Maybe it means we need to make us stronger again. Very simply said, this society is too weak.
The thing about pain is, like, you feel it right now, it's temporary, man. But later in life, you don't remember the pain. You just remember, like, the glory and the good times. When I was going through West Point, that's why when they say pain is temporary, pride forever, that's what they're talking about. Because if you push through the pain to achieve the pride, you forget about the pain was ever even there. But if you can't push through the pain and the pain stops you and breaks you down, well, then that pain is forever. Because you never got pride to outbalance it.
I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.